We strive for perfection, May 30. We follow Christ in the ordinance of humility. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. John 13:14-15. When the disciples entered the upper room, their hearts were full of resentful feelings. Judas pressed next to Christ on the left side. John was on the right. If there was a highest place, Judas was determined to have it, and that place was thought to be next to Christ. Another cause of dissension had arisen. At a feast, it was customary for a servant to wash the feet of the guests. The pitcher, the basin, and the towel were there in readiness for the feet washing, but no servant was present, and it was the disciples' part to perform it. Jesus waited for a time to see what they would do. Then he, the divine teacher, rose from the table. Laying aside the outer garments that would have impeded his movements, he took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. So Christ expressed his love for his disciples. The celebration of these ordinances is the fulfilling of the command. If I, then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. What a place is this for hushing controversies, for forgiving those who have done us an injury. This is the time, if one has anything against his brother, to make it right, to settle every difficulty. Let there be mutual forgiveness. Let no strange flame be brought to the altar. Let no malice, no hatred be cherished by those who meet round the communion table. Whenever this ordinance is rightly celebrated, the children of God are brought into a holy relationship to help and bless each other.